and also with you. All right, Jacob, thank you for coming. I would like to invite Pastor Koo to come forward and to present the Word of God to us. So glad that you're here, brother, and look forward to hearing what God has to say through you. Blessings.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here with you this morning. As Pastor Enchin has mentioned about us, it is true. We go back a long way. We were in college together, and by the grace of God, shortly after college, we end up together in Wisconsin Rapids. So Pastor Enchin has always supported me and stood by me. Because of this, I feel very comfortable preaching to you today. Because I know if I miss anything, I trust that he will help fill the gaps. And that's what made me feel good about it. Well, what I will share with you today is nothing new. It is something that your pastor shared with you before. But it is always good to be reminded, right? I might sure remind me every day, and sometimes is feel like so annoying, but I need it anyway. So, well, the key question to you this morning is, do you know how important you are to the world in Jesus? Do you know how important you are to this world that we're living in Jesus Christ? My message for you this morning found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 17. Please turn with me and let us read together. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 17. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecute the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt it loses its saltiness, how it could be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before man, and they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your message. We thank you. It reminds us how you're always with us and that you always provide your words to us. We thank you for your promise. You promise that those that you set aside and you call them in Jesus, that you promise to shape them, to change them, to transform them, in your words, to be the likeness of your Son. We know that we cannot do that by ourselves, but you can do that through us in your words. So we're here and open our mind and our heart, and we're here for you to change us, Lord, to transfer us to be the likeness of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all know this Matthew chapter 5 really well. The first part of this sermon was addressed to the whole crowd. And Matthew chapter 5, we all know that this chapter is calling us to live a life of kingdom of God. This chapter offers us a new vision of living, a life that reflects God's character, that bring true happiness and reward in heaven. They highlight the contrast between the world's values and God's values. They call us believers to live according to God's way, even when it means facing hardships. The second part of this chapter is focused on the disciples. As Jesus turned toward his disciple, He gave them their new identity in him. According to this text, who are we in Jesus Christ? What is our first identity in Jesus Christ? And verse 13 clearly show us. Jesus said our identity, the first one is, you are the salt of the earth. Our Lord Jesus saying that we are the salt of the earth. Our Lord Jesus give us our new identity. Christ make us salt to this earth. We are not salt by ourselves, but Christ is in us. My mother told me a story back in Laos a long time ago that her parents would travel down to the city. They live pretty far from the city. They live in a very remote area. They would travel to the city and to buy salt, to buy so much salt that will last a year. What does the Bible mean when it's saying that we are the salt of the earth? There are many important roles that salt plays in our daily life. I don't want to say too much because I know some of you are medical doctors in here. I may say it wrong, so I better stick to what I know. But I want to list a few of the things that salt plays in our life. We know that salt gives us flavors. I remember back in Wisconsin Rapids, one hunting season, one of my elders invited me to go squirrel hunting with him, and he said that we're going to cook the squirrel as the campground. So he told me not to prepare anything. He will prepare all the seasoning to cook the squirrel. And the Lord is good to us, and he blessed us with field squirrel. And we came to the campground, and as we prepare and try to marinate the meat, one thing that he forgot is the salt. How do you cook a squirrel has no salt and there's no taste to it? Salt gives us flavors. Jesus told us that we should be affecting our fellow humans with joys for life that come from the Lord. As salt affects food for flavor, we too as a believers in Christ should affect the whole world the way we live and act toward one another. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the later verse say, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, live such a good life among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they accuse you of believing Jesus, they may see your good deeds in Jesus and glorify God on the day he visits us. It does not take much salt to make flavors. Jesus spoke to his 12 ordinary disciples. They are not politicians. They are not famous. They don't have much influence in the community. In the last 13 years, we have the opportunity to visit many remote villages. They are deep in the forest. But even so, they are Christians. They are Christian in that village. The second role that salt plays is create thirst. As salt of the earth, believers stimulate thirst for people to know God. As salt, thirst, create, dehydrate, and make us thirsty for water. So as Christians, we are to live such a way that make people thirst for Jesus Christ. It makes people want what we have. We have Jesus. That's who we are. We have Jesus. When people see someone who loves the Lord and walks with him and experience his joy, they are curious, maybe a little bit envious, but they still want what we have, that we have Jesus. Our life should inspire others to seek the living water that found in Jesus Christ, making them desire the joy and the peace that we have in Jesus Christ. Third thing that the salt did is preserve life. Preserving food from becoming rotten. I know that back then, in my mother's time, in Jesus' time, they don't have refrigerators like we do today. So they had to use salt to preserve meat from rotting. As salt preserves meat from rotting, we as a believer in Jesus Christ distribute around the world to help preserve people from falling into immorality, into judgments. We too are to save life. Salt is to preserve food from become rotten. Christians is to lie, to save life so they will not fall into hell, to eternal condemnation. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, we all know that really well. Jesus said to his disciple and said to you and to me today, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. That is to save life. And that's what Jesus gave us, this new identity, that we are the salt to make flavors, to create thirsty, and to actually save life. We'll find salt everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. Everywhere you will find salt. My mother told me a story back in Laos, and even today, there was so much evil spirit. I don't know if you believe it or not, but there's so much evil spirit in that country. There are many Hmong people back then, and today still live with fear of evil spirits. There are many places that non-Christians cannot live because so many evil spirits, but not the Christians. Christians are called to be the salt of the earth. So as we find salt everywhere on earth, so Christians need to be there as well. People and animals are alike. They need salt. Even though the secular think they don't need us, but the truth is they do need us. Even though they say no, the world needs Christians because we have Jesus. And that's where they need us. Verse 11, Jesus began with saying, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. The second identity that Jesus gave to all of us is found in verse 14. That you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. Have you ever get lost in the dark? How many of you are hunters here? I'm a hunter. Special, I have to be very careful that I don't get lost in the dark, special at nighttime. I got lost a few times in the night. Man, that's horrible. That's horrible. You know, all of these negative, all these bad were coming into my mind and help me deeper into the wood and not find a way to get out. In the night, it's so hard to recognize things. They all seem the same. They all look the same. The best thing to do in the night is to look for a light, no matter how far. You know that if you get to that light, you're guaranteed to be safe. You're guaranteed to get home. I remember one time in Sheboygan, there's a cattle marine. And I don't know if you ever hunt in a cattle marine. All those terrains, they all look very similar, and they're all connected to each other. I got lost. I didn't know which way to head back to my car. So I followed the terrain, and as I sat down, I drank my soda. I left a few things behind, and I followed the terrain. As I heading to the east, then I realized I came back to the same place. I said, what? Here's my soda, here's my candy that I left. All right, okay. Well, this time I'm going to heading north. And I went north. And Cernic, I came from the south. I said, how do I end up the same place again? Well, this is pretty spooky. Story a long time ago came up in my mind. That's what evil spirit do to people who they get lost in the wood. They can't get out. I said, no, that's not for me. It can't be. So I say to myself, all right, this time, I'm not going to follow the ring. I'm going to hit straight. I'm not going to turn to the left. I'm not going to turn to the right. I'm going to keep going no matter what the situation may be. And when I did that, I got out. Man, that's a scary. Jesus also liking his followers to be a light. Lights help people see in the dark. He used this that his followers should become a beacons of good, true, and showing others the way to live a good life and guiding them toward God to know Jesus. We should be an example of faith. The very first missionary couple went to Laos in the Hmong village, the very first. Well, they went to this village and they was asking the chief of that village for a place to stay. Well, there's a house that's empty, but it's a hunting house. It's a lot of evil spirit live in there. And they can't live in there, so it because it's a white man, so they pushed those two couple into the house to be hunted by the evil spirit. So the chief said, well, you can live in that house. That house is empty. So they went and lived into the house. Well, a few days, the chief was hoping to find them dead on the floor. So he went to the house and to still see the couple missionary laughing and doing all their things, and he could care, so he went back home, just get them a few more days. They will die by the evil spirits. And a few days later, he went back, and the missionary couple still there. So he went and talked to them. And said, how do you do it? He said, what do you mean, how do we do it? No one can live in this house. This house is full of evil spirits. But you two able to live in this house. What kind of God you have? Tell me. So they shared Jesus with the chief. He is the first monk become a Christian in Laos back in 1950. We are the light. That's what we shine. Matthew 18, verse 20. Say, where there's two or three gathered as my followers, I am among them. I am with them. Matthew 28, verse 20. Teach this new disciple to obey all the commands I have given you. Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Jesus is always with us, no matter where we are. No matter how dangerous, no matter how many evil spirits, Jesus is with us. This metaphor highlights the responsibility of a Christian to have positive impact on the world that we live today. We are not just exist, but we are actively engaged and make a difference. We are to be visible and not to hide our good works. Our actions should be a testimony to the love and to the goodness of God. The book of Psalms, you all know really well, 119, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? John 8, verse 12, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have light that leads to life. John 12, 46, I have come as a light to shine into the dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in dark. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, people will walk in darkness, will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, light will shine. Here are a few things that light plays in our life. In our darkest time, light gives us a way out. You know, one time, one of my friends and I got a very stupid idea that we go out fishing in Lake Michigan. We got a small boat. We're not well equipped for all the things that we need. And that day is super cloudy. So we left the harbors, the lighthouse, maybe like 100 yards away from the lighthouse, and we can't see a way back. I look for the lighthouse. I said, the only way we're going to get back to shore is look for the lighthouse, and we cannot find the lighthouse. All right, then let's wait. Let's listen to the sounds. Now, I don't know why that day the lighthouse would not give us any sounds. We don't have any compass to tell us where it's east or west, because it's totally dark. And I told him, we're done. I can't believe we made the mistake. And I just say, let's sit here, not do anything. Hopefully, there will be a fishing boat coming our way. And we sit there, wait. Nothing coming our way. In my heart, man, this is a big mistake. And as we sit, and I try to look around, and I saw something look like a tree at the shore. As I praise the Lord, instead we drift into the middle of the lake, we drift to the shore. Praise the Lord. The light gives us a way out. Lights help people to see their wrongdoings. Lights help people to see the right path. Lights helps lead people to Jesus Christ. We are reflecting Jesus Christ just as the moon reflects the sun. The moon itself has no light, but it only reflects the light from the sun. So let our lives reflect Jesus Christ to our families, to our church, to our community, and throughout the world. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in you, you made a salt to the earth and light to the world. It is you who are the salt and the light. We are the one that reflect you to the world. And we thank you, Lord, that who are we that you were mindful of us, that we will be worth being the salt and the light. But we thank you, Lord, for choosing us, for giving us the opportunity to expand your kingdom. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Cooper.